The hijab, the geli, the turban. Those are just some of the names for different kinds of head wraps. The tradition of head wrapping is often tied to religious or cultural expression. Zarina Elamin Naim lives in Detroit. She's an anthropologist, and she's created an annual event that brings together groups with traditions of covering one's head. It's called the Beautifully Wrapped Head Wrap Expo.
Well, the Head Wrap Expo was inspired to serve as a way to bring peoples of different communities and different backgrounds together. I've been covering my head since I was a small child. I grew up in a Muslim community in Detroit, and so head covering for me was part of my natural expression of life. But as I started to travel around, I noticed that there were a lot of other cultures that cover as well. And so we decided to put together this event, the Head Wrap Expo, as a way to showcase those different cultures and really educate each other about one another.
Now, I know there are different styles of head wrapping. Is there any political or cultural expression to the way the head wraps are tied?
Well, I think that right now, a lot of attention has been given to Muslim women's covering in particular, right? So if you travel to France, you see that they have a ban on the burqa. If you travel to some other areas, people don't like for people to come in with a niqab or the full face veil. Those expressions have been politicized when it's actually much more broad than that.
Is one of the reasons behind your annual event to try to counter these negative connotations and stereotypes around headscarves and head coverings, particularly for women? Is your effort also to just try to open up this discussion to the whole culture behind it?
Yeah, our goal is to use the beautiful art of head wrapping as a way to foster conversation. And I think that right now, the way that everything is happening in the world, we have to be intentional about speaking up, about getting outside of ourselves, about learning about other people. And this event allows us to do that. They get a chance to just see something new, meet someone new, experience something new. And so that really helps to kind of spark off other things that could happen. So when you see someone out in the grocery store wearing a turban, you're not like, huh, I wonder why he has that on. Like, what does he really believe? Is he a terrorist? All of these types of thoughts that may go through your mind because you haven't had the opportunity to have a real life conversation with someone.
Have you ever found yourself having to explain to somebody why you have a head wrap?
You know, I didn't wear my scarf every day when I was young. So when I grew up, I wore it off and on. And it was when I was at college at Howard University, and I noticed that there were other Muslim women on campus, and they were easily identifiable, right? They looked really beautiful walking across campus, and I would see them with their scarves on. And I said, I wonder what it's like to actually wear it every day, you know, all day. And so I decided in college to wear my scarf every day, all day. Now for me, I wear my scarf as a sense of culture and pride. I do not necessarily follow that Muslim women have to cover their hair. And there are a lot of Muslim women like me as well that cover their hair as a sense of pride, as a sense of God consciousness, in a sense of being able to express themselves in the world. But it's much more complicated than just Islam told me to do it. You know, it's much more nuanced than that. So when I walk out and typically have on a head wrap that's kind of tall, I wear a lot of different styles, but meaning when you see me in a grocery store, I'm not going to be invisible. You're going to notice me, right? So I get a lot of questions about my scarf. A lot of times people just want to know, how did you tie it? Like, what's it mean? Where'd you get the fabric from? So it's really led to a lot of interesting conversations in the grocery stores and ladies' rooms across the nation.
Zarina Elamin Naim lives in Detroit. She's an anthropologist, and she produces an annual event called the Beautifully Wrapped Head Wrap Expo. Thanks so much, Zarina.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
We've got photos of some of those beautiful head wraps at PRI.org. This story was made possible by the Global Nation Reporting Fund for New Voices in Public Media.